Dictation for Jean, J-E-A-N, Kline, C-L-I-N-E, September 2038. Addresses a letter, Dr. Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Strong, S-T-R-O-N, D-O, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Strong, consultation for Mrs. Kline, abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with her daughter, Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A. £10 weight loss over the last 1 year. Appetite, however, is good. No vomiting or dysphagia. Constipation on treatment, no bleeding. Has chronic frequency, urgency, incontinence, wears a pad. Denies recent infection, cloudiness, or blood. Prior history of kidney stone in the 1960s, bilateral open nephrectomy, open kidney stone removal, no recurrence, tongue edema, which appears worse, all the way to the knees, tongue edema on the face and eyelids. She admits sometimes eating potato chips, otherwise trying to do low sodium. She was drinking around 60 ounces of liquids, denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope. There is some degree of dyspnea on activity. Feeling tired all the time, no purulent material hemoptysis, denies the use of oxygen inhalers, a sleep apnea or CPAP machine, has a chronic back pain, disc problems, arthritis of the hips, neck. Last episode of falling, last year, May and October, no loss of consciousness, non-focal, uses a walker off and on. Next paragraph, past medical history for hypertension, kidney stones, prior TIA, apparently no sequela, has been on Plavix, no heart abnormalities, denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies peripheral vascular disease, no gastrointestinal bleeding. She's been told recently about anemia, but no blood transfusion. Question, no pneumonia. Question some memory issues. No liver disease. Next paragraph, surgeries, bilateral kidney stone, open surgery, bilateral lens implant, tonsils, adenoids, prior colonoscopy, no malignancy. Next paragraph, medications include Norvasc, Atenolol, Pravacol, thyroid replacement, Plavix, Losartan, aspirin, vitamin D, calcium. Next paragraph, allergic to Cefdinir, C-E-F-D-I-N-I-R. Next paragraph, briefly smoke from age 25 to 50, a pack per day. That's already 30 years back off. No alcohol. Next paragraph, a mother was shortly on dialysis. Patient has 4 pregnancies. One of the kids died from cancer, 3 surviving. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, present weight, 121 pounds, 62 inches tall. Blood pressure, 106.50 on the right, 118.54 on the left. Hard of hearing, no respiratory distress. Pulse 51, probably from beta blockers. Bilateral lens implant, edema of the eyelids bilateral. No facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, has bilateral JVD, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no localized Alwises, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites, liver palpable at the edge of the costal margin, however not enlarged, spleen not palpable. There is bilateral femoral bruits, worse on the left comparing to the right. Pulses are decreased, no gangrene, no ulcers, no gross focal deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, early May, anemia 9.7, a normal white blood cell platelet, MCB 97. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Normal calcium, low albumin, which is new, 3.3. Normal phosphorus, PTH not elevated. Creatinine has increased within the last 5-6 years. It used to be 0.91 and progressively rising 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, 1.5, 1.7, and down again to 1.4. If this will be a steady state representing a GFR of 36, a stage 3B, there is a recent abdominal ultrasound, normal liver, no cirrhosis, hepatic veins dilated, normal spleen, kidneys reported without obstruction, does have atherosclerosis of abdominal aorta, inferior vena cava is dilated, no ascites. The pancreas appears atrophic. Recent thyroid normal. A chest rate. Hyperinflation. An MRI. Lumbar spine. Degenerative changes. There is neuroforaminal narrowing, mild degree of spinal stenosis, MRI of cervical spine, also degenerative changes, spinal stenosis, and foraminal narrowing. Last year, urine shows 1+ of protein, negative for blood, no bacteria, no white blood cells. Prior pro-BNP in the 900s. Right kidney 11.3, left kidney 10.1, again no obstruction, no cyst. I do not see an echocardiogram. We did today a repeat urine sample, again 1+ of protein, no blood, and a protein creatinine ratio, low level at 0.5, which is not nephrotic range. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD, stage 3, progressive over time. A person who has hypertension, blood pressure, however, appears to be well controlled in the office. There is proteinuria, but not in the nephrotic range. There is no activity in the urine for cells, blood, to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Prior imaging, no obstruction or urinary retention. No new medications. Has been taking losartan, ARB already for a period of time. No anti-inflammatory agents. The progressive edema. Hepatic veins and inferior vena cava distension likely represents heart in origin. I think an echo needs to be done. We will complement testing. Given the anemia, we are going to update on iron studies, B12, folic acid, retics, because of the renal failure, edema, and low albumin. Because of the anemia, edema, we will do monoclonal protein to rule out bone marrow abnormalities. I did not change pressing medications. I did decrease the Norvasc to 5 milligrams, which might be contributing to the edema. I'm asking her to be careful with the salt and not overdo on the fluid. She's going to check blood pressure at home. Further advice with new testing. All questions answered, patient and her daughter, Sheila. End of dictation.